Coventry.
KA3JCA and 4DJC. How you doing, Richard?
KA3JCA. Doing pretty good, sir.
To decipher the CSP files.
Did best with it yet this morning. I got up a little late this morning. I went back to bed and then I met Chad today. Got a chance to have an eyeball QSO with him. And I just laid back down. I haven't even messed with it, sir.
I did a couple of them myself just to be sure I could do what I needed to do. And, I just put, I don't have Excel. I've got the Apple version of Excel. You know, and it just loaded right up just fine. And I could change all the parameters in it. And they do have the ones I don't have accurate, the coordinates are, but it did have the coordinates in there. For the repeaters, so it looks to be, you know, I didn't check them for accuracy, as I said, so I'm not sure how accurate they are, but if that's the case, that'll work fine on the at least the ICOM rigs that use that type of file. I don't know about the other ones, but it's kind of surprised to see them. I'll check them again, though, to be sure, but I downloaded some, like within just the ones within 15 miles of my zip code, and they all popped up.
We'll have to play with that there. Like I said, I just didn't get around to doing that yet.
What I heard you, I just want to say hey to you. Hope you're doing okay. And looks like it's about lunchtime. We've already had our lunch, I guess. I got to pay the guy cutting the grass here in just a minute, so I have to jump back downstairs. But good talking to you, and maybe catch you a little bit later. And let me know what happens with that repeater book file system. I mean, repeater book data files, and hopefully they'll work out for you. KA3JCA and 4DJC.
All right, sir. Well, hey, if you like your guy that does the lawn care and stuff like that, get his number or whatever, and I'll see if he's willing to pick out a yard over here at Simpsonville, sir.
Here to Anderson, I don't think he's got all he can handle right now. But I'll check with him. He used to work in Simpsonville. Now he works for Anderson County now. So he works for the water department at night, cuts grass during the day. I think they told me he couldn't even take on any more here in the county right now. But I'll see if he knows somebody over that area that's reliable and inexpensive. But like I said, I don't know. You know, we've gone through several over the years. This guy's done a great job for us. But one of the guys next door to us down here even asked him about it, and he said he just couldn't handle any more right now. But if somebody dropped off, they would do it. It's just so hard to find somebody reliable, Richard, that, you know, especially, he comes when I ask him to come. He just didn't come. You know, he didn't just show up. And it's hard to find somebody that does that, does like that. Most of them want to, you know, he may wait. You know, I'll say go 3 weeks. He'll wait 3 weeks, but he just doesn't show up every 2 weeks like some of the guys do.
Listen, I just got a phone call from the VA, so I'm going to run here, and I'll be back in a little bit. KA3JCA.
N4DJC, clear.
N4BWQ, standing by.
DJC, KA3JCA, you still there, Jerry?
Jimmy down in Anderson.
Jimmy from Anderson, this is Richard over here in Simpsonville. Kilo Alpha 3. Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA.
Yeah, hey, Richard. Like I said, I got a new radio last week, so you know, I'm tinkering with it, hooking up different speakers and trying to get everything working like it's supposed to. Am I sounding pretty good down that way?
What type of radio did you get?
FTM400J2, the one with the dual radio in it, where I could, you know, do cross-band repeat and all that fun stuff.
Well, that's a good radio. Yeezy has always been a good brand. That's what I put in most of my cars. My two latest purchases, I bought the Anytone 878 dual band analog digital handheld, and I also bought the Anytone 578 UV3 Plus that has 220, 440, and 2 meters, and it also has aircraft receive. So that I have the hotspot, so I'm kind of active on analog and digital both.
Yeah, I got the little Anytone HD, and I got the Skybridge that they've got, and it's amazing. You can talk to people all over the world. I've talked to South Korea, Australia, Europe, and it's crazy.
Put in any of the repeaters for your for the South Carolina, North Carolina NCPRN network?
Now, when I got this new Yaesu, the 400, I tried to bounce off the repeater that for the Wires X, but I can't get it. Or I've got a setting wrong or something.
Well, if you since you have the Anytone, I'm valid at QRZ. Hold on 1 second. My wife's calling. I'll be right back. KA3JCA. Okay, it's Richard, KA3JC, back to you.
This is KO4BWQ, this is Jimmy.
QRZ, so if you want to let me know your firmware number that you're running on your 878, I could actually put in the DMRS. If you send me your code plug, I could add your DMRS, or the DMR for North Carolina and South Carolina in there. Then all you have to do is create your own zones. For
work with the hotspot, or is that RF?
RF. The reason it won't work with the hotspot is because the network for North Carolina, South Carolina is called NCPRN network. It's not part of the Brandmeister network, so their talk group codes numbers are different.
I say, because I know this little handy talk, it won't reach up in North Carolina as far as bouncing off the repeater, because like I say, it won't even hit up there where y'all are out on Caesars Head.
There's a DMR repeater over at Pickens, and I think, let me pull it back up, I think there's one there at Anderson or Aiken.
Anderson, I haven't fooled with it yet. I figure I'll get around to it, but like I said, right now, I've just been kind of let it run, because I got the ultra cold code plug when I bought the radios. And so it's got a good bit in it, so I've just been kind of playing with that, and I've kind of, I'll talk on that, but now I've got this little Yaesu, and I'm trying to get the system fusion running, but that's what I'm having trouble doing, is getting that system fusion running.
YSF fusion there and stuff like that, I'm not familiar with. I'm going to eventually get into that. I want to get into the YSF, the DMR Plus, the TGIF network. But, like, there's several different networks out there. So, like, right now, you and I could talk on the DMR handheld from private ID to private ID, no problems at all. But I can't talk to you on the analog system because it's not part of the same network.
I've done that with setting up a private network. There was a guy over in Pickens somewhere, I think, that I was talking to. But I talked to him a few times, but... and on his Yaesu, I think what it is, I don't think, even though I'm hitting y'all up at Caesar's Head, I don't think I can hit that that Greenville repeater, because the closest system fusion repeater that I got is, they got one in Greenville and they got one in Clemson. And so I may not be hitting them, because I've got a J-pole up in the attic, and so I get out pretty good with it, but I don't think I can figure is I'm not hitting the repeaters.
Comes to, you also have to just make sure that you have the settings correct for the NCPRN. I had to change my the different color code selection to transmit always in order to get mine to work in the area. But I have all 32 repeater systems for North Carolina plugged into a database for North Carolina, and I have all 30 of them plugged in for a database for South Carolina. And it basically, you can add them to your code plug, and then when you want to create the own separate zone, you create your zone. Like, you can create a Pickens, Walhalla, Anderson, Aiken, Greenville, Spartanburg. So if you want to, if you're out and about and you need the RF, you can choose whatever zone you are closest to get it accessed. And once you access it, you can talk to other stations all over the state of North and South Carolina.
I've still got a lot to learn on this stuff because, like I say, I retired last year. And when I retired, the first thing you do is go buy CB radio. And I tell everybody, my wife, she's heard all my stories. But then I kind of hyper assessed on everything. I got the CB radio and got it running. Then I got my UHF, VHF. And then I got me one of those DH10s for Yaesu. And I've got the DMR set up. So, and this morning I just hung up a new monitor so I could run a world map on the wall up above my station.
Jimmy, that's awesome. Well, if you ever have any DMR questions, I guess I've kind of been semi-dubbed the Brandmeister expert here in this area. There's about five or six of us that are on the DMR, and we're just trying to get enough interest in there that maybe we could put up a Brandmeister repeater.
Now, that sounds good. What was your call sign again?
Kilowatt Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3, JCA, just a crazy animal.
I mean, too, like I said, there's no rhyme or reason to them, I don't think. You know, you can get one of those vanity signs, but like I said, I don't know if it's worth the trouble or not.
Wife has a technician, and her call sign is exactly like mine, except she has call District 4. So I have the 3, she has the 4. And then my daughter has call sign KA4, and her initials Alpha Charlie Lima, KCL.
My technician license, and I said I was going to study for the general, but I hadn't buckled down and done it yet.
Well, DMR, my wife and my daughter haven't started studying their general either, so they just like the idea of being able to get onto DMR, the hot spot, and talking all around the world.
I do that a good bit, too, but it's fun to get on the local stuff, too. I've met some nice people through this thing. I've got one of the guys across the street. We've got to be pretty good friends over the last year or so, and it's just a bunch of nice people.
Hey, Jimmy, well, like I said, if you ever have any questions about the DMR, give me a jingle, and I'll do what I can to help answer it for you.
Said it, Richard. I'm sure I'll be here talking to you again.
I hang out here on 610, and then I call the net on Friday night at 9 o'clock.
I'm in the net a little bit, just doing the call in and kind of listening in. And, I'll log in and then kind of listen and see what's going on. And, so I've done that for the last month or so, I guess.
And I look forward to talking to you and getting your check in there on Friday night there. And again, if you can't make it on the radio but you want to check in, you can always go to the club's website, brars.cc, and then down on the bottom there, it says pre-check-in, and you can actually pre-check-in that day for the net for that evening.
Okay, that sounds good. Like I said, I'll try to get in there Friday night. My wife, she's gone for the next 2 weeks, so I got plenty of free time. She went out to Pennsylvania. My son just had her first grandbaby, so... I'm just sitting here kind of talking on the radio and hanging out.
Cool. We'll have to hook up there. I usually hang out on Talk Group 93, and I also hang out on TAC 316 a lot. So if you have a pin, I'll give you my DMR ID.
Okay, I got one. Go ahead.
Yeah, DMR ID is 314-5586. Or 87.
I'll look you up, see if I can find it.
And then, another thing, you could use the Brandmeister map to look, but you could also use the hotspot dashboard to see who's on what channel, which is really nice.
I'm running now. I've got it pulled up now so I can kind of see what's going on, which is nice. I tried to use the hose thing where it shows everybody that's talking, but that's just too much. I mean, you can't follow it too much.
Hose line, and then you up the top where it says everywhere or everything, click on that, it'll open up. Then click it again, it'll not highlight it red. And you could go down and tell it just the United States or whatever area you want.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times, and that helps a lot. But when you try to see everything, it's just so much information in there that you can't follow it.
I don't know what group you want to listen to. That's why. So I know there's times that I've had two or three talk groups going on, and I get confused very easily.
think much confused me these days. But Doctor, this has been a good little hobby for me because, you know, I got into it when I retired. I was a project manager for the local IT company. And all of a sudden, my busy days just kind of stopped. So that, I guess, is why I'm kind of hyper-obsessed on this stuff.
Well, Rog, with the hotspot of the DMR handheld or base station or mobile unit, so I like the idea of being able to toss the hotspot in the car and hook it into my phone and just going around, not have to worry about the local repeaters per se. I still have them programmed in if I need it, but basically I use the hotspot when I'm traveling.
I've done that a few times myself because, you know, it comes with that push-to-talk button that you can put on your steering wheel, then you can Bluetooth your radio in through your stereo system, so it actually works out pretty well.
Also, I bought, I use my iPhone now, but or my iPods, AirPods, but I bought one of those Q8 Bluetooth earpieces, and that works nice too, but I like my AirPods better.
TOX, when you got your AirPods in?
But I just use the push to talk switch.
Yeah, I might have to try that because I say, because I've got the AirPod Pros, and they work great for telephone calls. I hadn't thought about using them for radio.
Because I bought the AirPod Pro, so it works. I mean, I'll have to try it just on Vox. I don't know. But usually there's a delay on keying up on Vox.
Yeah, that might be true, too. Like I said, but like I said, I've got my, I guess I'll have to dig it out and find out what I do with my push to talk. I think it's still in my trunk, but that might work out, too. Won't be irritating my wife quite so much.
I'm trying to hook up right now. I got my 578 up and running by the bed. It's a mobile unit on a little power supply. So now I'm going to work on putting the, I have a regular, it's like a headset that you put on top of your head that has a band, get a little boom mic, but I got that working. So now I want to get my AirPods paired with the mobile unit because I just, like I said, my AirPods, I like them so much better. So I had it working with the handheld, but so now I'm going to work on that. So that's what I plan on doing one of these days.
They're amazing. Like I say, when I was still working, I'd be sitting at my desk talking to a customer, and I always used my AirPod Pros. That's kind of what I bought them for. And the cleaning lady would come in with the vacuum cleaner, and I could reach up here and hit that sound mute or whatever it is, and it's like I turned off her vacuum cleaner. I mean, it's amazing how well they block the sound out.
I know what you mean. Well, I could say that my daughter uses her AirPods Pros so much that she was actually just at Best Buy today on her second replacement in a year and a half.
My daughter, she'll steal mine every once in a while. I got looking for them one day, couldn't find them. You know, you can do that, find my devices. And she works at the chamber, and I looked up there, and my AirPods were at the chamber. So I called her, and I said, "You see my AirPods?" She goes, "I got mama's." I said, "No, you got mine."
Well, listen, it was a pleasure talking to you. And I'm going to jump out of here. I thought Jerry might have still been around. I had to leave to go catch the VA phone call there because they were taking or redoing my oxygen levels for the next year. So couldn't miss that call. KA3JCA.
Good talking to you, too, Rich. We'll catch you later. 73, KO4, BWQ.